One of the easiest things to complain about in Nashville is traffic. What to do about it is more difficult for the candidates for mayor. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports many of their first moves would be more about easing congestion than improving mass transit.
The leading candidates all rank transportation among their top few priorities. In the near term, retired Professor Carol Swain and State Representative John Ray Clemens have ideas to tweak the flow of traffic.
Put in turning lanes in those 50 already identified intersections.
We can do lane shifts in and out of downtown on the major corridors at rush hours.
Or encouraging the major employers to switch to flex time.
Both also mentioned better timing of traffic lights, even though Nashville just did a massive retiming in 2017. Meanwhile, Councilman John Cooper is more focused on buses. He fought hard against last year's overall transit plan, but wants to salvage some of its ideas.
You're going to need bus shelters. You're going to need park and rides if this is going to work. All that is trivially expensive compared to last year's $9 billion plan.
Current Mayor David Brierley has been dinged lately for not fully funding WeGo this year, and the agency is about to cut some bus service. But Brierley says his intention is to expand public transit.
Well, we have had plan after plan after plan, study after study after study when it comes to transit, and we got to go build something.
And he's specific about where that would happen.
And so that's what we're working on Dickerson Road, to get some transit in place before the waves of development come in.
He says success in one corridor will show the importance of transit, which could convince voters to raise taxes to pay for the system to expand. Brierley has said he doesn't think they're ready to do that yet. On the other hand, John Cooper says he'd deliver a new transit plan in his first year. John Ray Clemens wants to do it in his first term. And Carol Swain says she wouldn't hold a referendum. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.